This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Egypt's president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, today announced a new peace initiative for Libya. Flanked by the war-torn nation's eastern commander, Khalifa Haftar, al-Sisi proposed an elected leadership council and a ceasefire starting on June 8th. Also on hand in Cairo was Aguila Saleh, the head of the eastern Libyan parliament. Reuters says the Egyptian plan includes a call for negotiations in Geneva and the departure of all foreign fighters from Libya. The country has been without a stable central authorities since Muammar Gaddafi was overthrown by NATO-backed rebels in 2011. For more than 5 years, Libya has had rival governments in the east and west, with streets often controlled by armed groups. Al-Sisi's announcement comes after the abrupt collapse of a 14-month offensive by Haftar's Libyan National Army, aimed at taking control of the capital, Tripoli. OPEC and its allies, led by Russia, met today by video conference to approve extending record oil production cuts and to push countries such as Iraq and Nigeria to better comply with existing curbs. Known as OPEC Plus, the producers previously agreed to cut supply by a record 9.7 million barrels a day from May and June to bolster prices that collapsed because of the pandemic. Cuts are scheduled to come down to 7.7 million barrels a day from July to December. No early word on today's results. This weekend, in many places around the world, there are more street marches in support of racial justice. The focal point, George Floyd's killing at the hands of police in Minneapolis almost 2 weeks ago. In North Carolina, where the 46-year-old Floyd was born, a private service was planned for the family today. Large crowds in Washington have been gathering for what's expected to be a massive demonstration against police brutality. Meanwhile, it was another relatively quiet night for cities across the U.S. which had been torn by violence for a week. The unrest followed George Floyd's death after a police officer pinned him down in the street with a knee on his neck for almost 9 minutes. The fired officer, Derek Chauvin, is charged